Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Paula, Fast Company magazine looked into one of the persistent mysteries of office life, why no matter what, we can't control ourselves in the presence of what?
Ooh, whiteout.
Now, that's not right. But you're just forcing me to ask you, is this a problem that you have that you cannot control yourself in the presence of whiteout? You start whiting out everything?
No, I mean, just when I know it's there, I'm sloppy.
Yeah.
Because I go, well, I can always white it out if I have to.
Is that what you do instead of pressing the home button on your phone? You just white out the screen if you... No, it's not white out.
Can you give me a hint, Peter?
Well, let's see. Marie's birthday was just last week, so it's probably still good.
Bringing in their cakes or eating the brought-in cake?
Eating the free food in the office.
I will give it to you.
Yes, it just seems... Why is it that all of us are helpless if there's free food in the office? And if you've worked in an office, you know that anything edible, no matter how old or gross-looking, will be devoured.
Yeah.
From week-old birthday cake to that caribou carcass, the vultures are finished with.
Nice.
According to a psychologist from the Cleveland Clinic, the reason we just can't resist this food is in part because office food is free, and thus it appeals to our innate desire to get a good deal. It's like, yeah, that single M&M has been stepped on so much, it's now part of the carpet, but it's free. Pry that baby up.
How much did this study cost that gave us this whirlwind discovery?
Yeah.
People like free food and cake.
We've got it solved.
Yeah, we're getting to the bottom
of that. No, this was not a study. This was Fast Company magazine wondering about this question, calling up a psychologist and getting guesses as to why it's true. Because it is true. If you've ever worked in an office, I mean, the stuff you would never eat. Even at home, you're like, oh my God, that bagel's been out sitting out all day. I'm not going to eat that. And the officer's like, oh, bagel.
No, usually you cut it in half.
And then you eat it up.
Yeah. No, yeah. Everybody does that. They like to cut the thing in half and then later stroll by and eat the other half.
That's absolutely true. I came up years ago with a theory to describe that. It's the theory of the plausibly segmented donut. And the idea is, like, you can't eat a whole donut. That's terrible for you. You gain weight. But if you cut the donut into enough parts and eat them with enough time between them, it doesn't count as eating a whole donut.
Yeah.
By the way, the theory of the plausibly segmented donut is Marianne Williamson's solution to
the bestseller. Yes. Ida, Jimmy John's, Sonic, and the Cheesecake Factory all have foods topping this year's list of what?
Carcinogens?
You're close. I'm going to give it to you anyway. Basically, medically inadvisable food.
Wow. I've never heard that phrase before.
Yeah, it's medically inadvisable.
Medically inadvisable
every
food.
Year.
I want to open a restaurant named that. There'll be lines around the block.
Well, every year...
Would you like a large?
Need you ask?
I don't know. Let me ask my doctor.
The Center for Science in the Public Interest does this every year. They announce a list of the worst things you can get at popular restaurants. They call it the Extreme Eating Awards. The list highlights the worst things you can order. For example, including the Cheesecake Factory's cinnamon roll pancakes, which they say have the equivalent of 2.5 days worth of saturated fat, or are the same of eating 11 Krispy Kreme donuts. Also featured on the list is Jimmy John's 16-inch giant gargantuan sandwich, Chili's 5-meat Big Boss Burger, and Taco Bell's Big Ass Meat Sack.
That's a misprint of some sort.
We made that last one up, but if you started salivating, seek help.
Did make that up. That's not real.
There is no big-ass meat sack.
Yeah,
although I am sure, give him a year, man.
Yeah, right. You might want to trademark that now.
I know.